Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So let's do as we do, and let's take a look at some latest things, some hot topics coming from the Truth About Guns, and we like to do that with the editor-in-chief, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
So, here we are on the eve of the presidential debate. We got Amy Barrett up there on deck, and the anti-gunners really don't like her at all, which is
no.
Funny.
Imagine that.
Yeah, and we have the coming out of Pennsylvania. A superior court has ruled that the PLCAA is unconstitutional. Is that a first? Is that the first time that's ever been called that? Or
I don't think so. I know there have been plenty of attacks before. This may be one of the first courts to actually declare it unconstitutional. But this is a Pennsylvania state court, and I don't think this will last. It will obviously go to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and then be appealed if they hold the same thing. For your listeners who don't know what the PLCAA is, it's the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, and Congress enacted that back in 2005 in order to keep people like Michael Bloomberg and the avaricious tort bar from suing gun makers into oblivion. Because what would happen otherwise is every time a firearm is used in a defensive gun use, or any other use for that matter, the maker of that firearm would end up being sued because right. The gun killed somebody. Of course, you know, it wasn't the person who held the gun, it wasn't the person who pulled the trigger, but that gun was used to kill somebody. Therefore, the gun maker should be liable, as if Ford is sued every time somebody drives into a bridge abutment or something like that.
Right. And you can, gun makers can be sued. If you buy a gun that goes splody every time somebody pulls the trigger, you can sue them.
Yeah, just ask Remington.
Yeah.
How that worked out.
Yeah. So, it isn't like they're completely immune from what this is this is, in this particular case, with this, as I understand it, with this firearm, some kid who didn't know what he was doing thought if you drop the magazine, that magically unloads the gun incompletely. And then he pointed it at his buddy pal and pulled the trigger and killed him. Is that right?
Exactly. And just to be clear, this was a Springfield XD pistol, which has a loaded chamber indicator right there in the back of the gun.
A really obnoxious one, too.
It is. It's a pretty obnoxious one. But so it's not like they can claim that there was no way for this kid to tell this gun was loaded after he dropped the mag, because there's a little indicator right there staring in the face as he points it. But the attorneys in this case said not only should it have had a loaded chamber indicator, it should have had a magazine disconnect, which prevents the gun from firing without a magazine in the gun. Some manufacturers of semi-automatic handguns include those, but very few do. and for good reason, because they cause a lot of trouble, and especially in a home defense or a self-defense gun, you could find yourself in serious difficulty with a gun not working if you mistakenly press the magazine release in a, you know, in a tense situation. There are very good reasons why very few gun makers include a magazine disconnect.
I think Smith & Wesson used to have them, but didn't somebody, I mean, was it cops that would be in a gunfight or in a wrestling thing over their gun and they would get the magazine dropped and then they couldn't shoot, or was it a self-defense thing?
I think that happened. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Ruger still has a magazine disconnect in their Mark pistols, their Mark 22s. Yeah. I'm not sure. I believe they do. In any case, they're claiming that that was a design defect and that any pistol should have that.
Yeah.
And they got the court to agree with them. So here we are.
So what does that mean as far, I mean, what became of the kid that shot his buddy? Who's bringing the suit?
Oh, goodness, I've got to go back and look and see who was the kid who pulled the gun, or who shot the gun, ended up pleading guilty. And the lawsuit was brought by the parents of the kid who was killed against Springfield. And not just Springfield, but also the store that sold the gun.
Yeah, and how did this kid buy the gun, the 14-year-old kid? Was he the one that bought the gun, or who bought the gun?
I don't know. I believe it's the shooter's parent bought the gun, and the kid got access to it. The kid was 14 at the time.
Right.
One of the kids was 13, one of the kids was 14. I lose track of which was which. In either case, they're both underage and got access to the gun. I don't know if the parents of the kid who was killed sued the parents of the shooter for giving the kid access. I don't know how this happened. I'm not even 100% clear as to, I didn't go back and read all the details. This gun could have been owned by the parents of the kid who was killed. I honestly don't have those details. All I know is the details of the case, as it was argued.
So adults went and bought the gun. They went through the background check, I presume. They went through the background check. Do we know when they bought the gun? How long they owned the gun? But because I'm simply asking this, simply because so shouldn't the responsibility be on the parents who didn't have that gun secured, where they're rambunctious rapscallion, whatever you want to call these kids, wouldn't find it? Shouldn't that be on who the blame goes to here?
You would expect so. And in some cases, they would be, because there are safe storage laws in some states. Not that I am a fan of those.
No.
I don't think they're good.
But, I mean, if you're going to be a gun owner, you have to introduce a bit of common sense into it. I mean, I don't have any little children in my house, so I leave handguns on the stairs. I trip over them when I'm walking around. No big deal. Relatively, that's not true, but I don't have to worry about that. But if I did, I have a container, which is, it weighs 560 pounds, and I lock it with a key, and nobody can access it.
Right.
If that's what comes up. So,
it's just good safety precaution against anybody unauthorized getting a hold of your gun, or somebody stealing yours, if they break into your house. So, that should be the case. However, that wasn't the case here. Kid got access, thought he knew what he was doing, dropped the magazine, pulled the trigger, thinking that the gun was empty.
Yeah. Horrible. It's a horrible story with a horrible outcome. Coming up on the first break, you can find this story on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Mr. Zimmerman there, he runs that on a daily basis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
ACZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns, and you've got a little blurb here. I saw a video about this. Store owners learned that no one will protect their property if they don't. This is the story of small business owner Fadi Faori. They walked up on him. He was sitting there all tooled up, ready to go if he had to. And they still walked up to him, demanding he say Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, we're in the age of loyalty oaths and demonstrations of agreement and fealty. Fowry owns a smoke shop, so he's a tobacconist in Louisville, where there's right. been no shortage of unrest lately. And he has one store, he's building another one that was close to being finished when it was burned in some of the earlier rioting. So he said he's basically living at his current store now. I mean, he only goes home to take a shower, change, and come back. So anytime he sees activity outside his store, he slings a rifle, and stands out front, which is what he was doing the other night when a bunch of Black Lives Matter, protesters approached him and, tried to get him to pledge fealty to their movement, while right behind him through the glass. I don't know if you watched the video. He had a couple of large dogs barking as well. So he's not messing around.
So just out of curiosity, and I didn't watch all of the video. I saw most of the video of this. Somebody walks up on him, and apparently they're trying to get some of the other people to move on, and they don't, or they don't seem to in the video I watched anyway.
Some challenged him, some didn't. Some were mildly aggressive, some weren't. Some just wanted to debate him, and he just wasn't having any of it. And, you know, it's like that woman in the restaurant in D.C. a couple of weeks ago, is that, you know, when she's surrounded by all these people and asked her to put her fist in the air to demonstrate that she agrees with them. And she said she does agree with them, but she doesn't agree with being forced to raise her fist and salute. You know, there's not much difference in raising a fist and raising a hand. Yeah, exactly, in that style. I mean, what's the difference? And being forced to do it, or being assaulted if you don't, those are brown shirt tactics. More and more people are saying, I'm not having any of it. And Mr. Fowry was not having any of that at all. And they finally moved on, let him alone, let his store alone, and went on and did who knows what else. But a determined man holding an AR, which was at no time pointed at anyone. It was slung. It was pointed downwards. His hand was never on the trigger. But it's implied that you don't mess with me. You don't mess with my store. You're not going to break into my store. You're not going to loot my store. You're not going to burn my store.
Now, the videos I watched it, the one thing I didn't like about the video was he had the stuff. He just didn't know what he was doing with it because he lets them get right up on him.
Yeah, they got awfully close to him. Yeah, they were right in his face, and that would have made me extremely uncomfortable to have them that close.
If it was me, right, and I know you don't want to do it specifically, but I mean, if you're going to get out there and try to protect your store, I would set up some sort of barricades, hard barricades, to where they either had to come over them, but it'd be sort of a line of demarcation. Don't come past the barricade, or I'm going to take that as hostility.
Yeah.
And, you know, have an avenue for your customers to come through and everything else. If you've got customers coming in, if they're, you know, if they feel like coming in during this occupation that's in front of you. But one of the things I wonder about is what happens if they say, okay, raise your fist, and you say, sure. Say Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Does that mean they say, all right, off we go. Is that it? I mean, is that as far as it goes, or what?
Who knows? These people are almost never satisfied. So if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. If you say, if you raise your fist, then they'll want you to say Black Lives Matter. When they say Black Lives Matter, then they may ask you to march around or who knows what. I mean, you have to draw a line, and it's better to draw right at the beginning and not go in for any of it. And just tell them to move along and find somebody else to harass.
Yeah. I just, in Kenosha, right, they were pretty laid back until the rioters got there. Then when the rioters rolled up, they were behind the protesters. Then when they rolled up, that's when all the gunplay started, mm-hmm. and all the fighting started, and all the attempted assaults started. And I don't know, with those people, if BLM rolls up, unless they're a bunch of geriatrics in wheelchairs holding signs going, Black Lives Matter, they would have to hold back. I would want them back as far as the Tuller drill distance, I think.
Well, there's a public sidewalk right outside this gentleman's store, so I think sure. I have a right to stand there. And 20 feet would probably would have been out in the street. So,
This is in Louisville,
quite
right?
That far away. Yeah,
this is in Louisville. So were the cops out there in this general vicinity?
Who knows? I'm sure they were there somewhere, but I'm sure they also weren't.
Apparently not enough where this guy didn't feel like he had to be out. He needed to be out there armed to defend his store.
No, as we noted in our in the title to the quote post that we put up, this gentleman and other store owners have learned that nobody's going to protect your property if you don't. He wasn't about to rely on the police and dial 911 because who knows if they never would have arrived at all.
Right. Let me get you to hang on right there. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you will find this. This is also on the front page of it today. I expect a couple of things to fall off of the front page while we're talking, just because that's how prolific the website is. And, of course, Dan is the executive, the editor-in-chief. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is meeting with several Republican senators on Tuesday. Vice President Mike Pence escorting Barrett to a meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and calling Barrett a woman of great character and intellect. He said he hopes Democrats will agree to a fair and respectful confirmation process, although many Democrats not even agreeing to meet with Barrett. Tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, Joe Biden and President Trump will take the stage in Cleveland for the first presidential debate. Former NBC and Fox News host Megyn Kelly on what people will be looking for.
I mean, I think you really have to watch Biden for any cognitive struggles. That's obviously what people wonder about Joe Biden. And with Trump, the biggest challenge is going to be fact-checking him on the spot because, you know, he doesn't have an adult relationship with the truth.
Kelly speaking on Inside Edition. This is USA Radio News. Representative Tulsi Gabbard said that Project Veritas' recent video alleging a ballot harvesting scheme in Minneapolis was further evidence that we need a ban on ballot harvesting. The Democrat from Hawaii taking to Twitter and saying,
"Now, to protect the integrity of our vote in our elections, I've introduced legislation called the Election Fraud Prevention Act with my friend Representative Rodney Davis. Our bipartisan bill protects the chain of custody for every one of our ballots by prohibiting funding from going to states that allow this practice of ballot harvesting to occur."
The Minneapolis Police Department says they are looking into allegations of voter fraud. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continuing his overseas trip, the secretary now working on decreasing tensions between two NATO allies, Greece and Turkey. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns, and there's another little ditty here. And the little ditties I sort of like, but sometimes I just sort of wonder if people read those and then do what I do when I see that, because it sort of starts my brain to thinking. But this one I really like because it's the big city mayors have been working hard to create millions of new gun owners.
They have, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they were doing this before COVID and before this iteration of Antifa, because I watched a video from 2016 the other day called Seattle is Dying.
I've heard of that. I have not seen it.
It's, well, I mean, it's, you know, the homeless and all of these things that go on within these leftist-run cities where they, you know, it's mainly virtue signaling and no real policy, no real governance. You know, this is not new. So I can understand how it would build to, shall I say, critical mass to where they start looking at this and start saying, well, I guess I better buy a gun after all this and everything. So what did you come up with? What made you think to run this?
Well, this is an interesting article written at Quillette by Amy Alcon, who is a science writer and an advice columnist, both things. She's a pretty interesting person, and then she's a pretty good follow on Twitter, too, if you're interested. But she lives in Los Angeles, has for years and years and years, but has some street people or whatever who are living in a van out in front of her house. Basically living in their in their vehicle. And she's trying to get rid of them, and nothing's happened. And she's called 911, and these people are, you know, vandalizing her gate and causing trouble in the neighborhood. And she's, and she came, there's one sentence here in particular, an hour and a half after I called 911, officers arrived, and it was then noon on Thursday, August 20th, that I had an upsetting revelation. We citizens can no longer rely on the police to show up. And then the thought hit me. I need to get a gun. And this is somebody who's never owned a gun, apparently, isn't comfortable with guns. She says later, she's an idiot with a gun. She said, I'm a boob when I'm afraid. I lose all mental and physical capacity. That's why I shouldn't own a gun. But she wants one. Why? Because she has come to the same realization that she cannot rely on the police to help her should these people who are camped in front of her house decide to get more aggressive. And this is happening to people all over the country, particularly on the left coast, you know, where things are exceptionally squirrely. Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and other places such as that.
I find some of these areas sort of interesting simply because what is the status right now in California? Have they lifted the lockdown yet? Are they still locked down to any sort of degree?
No. In fact, I'm seeing tweets and talk to somebody who just recently went to a restaurant for the first time since March. The other day, I think they just started to ease up in some places. So, but I don't think they still aren't fully fully unlocked. I think churches are still shut down, I believe. Not sure what else. I don't keep up with the Newsom rules on a regular basis as it pertains to the lockdown. But they're not back to where they need to be.
Now, what is it like in as far as homeless? Because I don't know. In New York City, I don't ever hear them talking about the homeless in New York City the way they do in Los Angeles. Because in Los Angeles, they're losing whole streets to this, aren't they, in California?
Yeah, it's extremely bad. They have a pretty significant problem in New York as well. But that started much earlier. You know, well, of course, it started in Los Angeles as well. But, yeah, you don't hear about it nearly as much. Like, I'm sure because part of the climate isn't as good. Winters in New York are not fun. Where in California, Seattle, I think it's cold in Seattle in the winter, but it doesn't get New York cold. But the issue is you've got mayors who have absolutely no incentive and no inclination to do anything about these people. And people say, well, what can you do? Well, people have done things to reduce the homeless and make streets safe again. Look at New York 30 years ago, 25 and 30 years ago, how bad it was then. And when Giuliani got in office, he started to actually enforce the laws, enforce loitering and vagrancy and small crime laws, the whole broken windows policy, and it worked. And New York was a great place to be, and it was a very safe place to be and to walk around and to ride the subways. It didn't take many years of Bill de Blasio to destroy all of that progress.
Yeah, even when Bloomberg was mayor, right? He did not. He maintained a pretty decent law and order regime there, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Did he maintained most, if not all, of the progress that was made under
Giuliani.
Yeah, and you've got to give him credit. I'm no fan of Michael Bloomberg at all, but when he was mayor of New York, the city was safe. He kept the police well funded, and it was a good place to live and to do business. And it is no longer either of those.
Now you got de Blasio. De Blasio's out there saying they're not going to release things and get back to normal till they have zero cases. So,
yeah. Good luck with
that. I guess we need to go ahead and put the wall up, and we can take up donations and get a statue of Snake Plissken to all the thoroughfares going in there saying, well, stand out of the way, people, because everybody that lives here is trying to escape from New York.
Yeah. Let's blow the bridges and flood tunnels.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, and that's insane to think that a city of 9 million people is ever going to get to the point where there are no cases.
Yeah, I mean, there's zero chance there's going to be zero cases. It's a virus.
Yeah.
And exactly. Viruses, they seem to settle in and take up residency, and they get hot during certain parts of the year, and they don't. They sort of go dormant later on. And,
exactly.
Or maybe they just exist all the way through. I mean, the flu doesn't seem to... They call it cough and cold and flu season, but seems to come along just about any old time it wants with me. What about you?
All right. Agree. The good news is doctors are getting better and better at treating this. Death rates are going down and down and down. And
yeah.
They're coming up with better and better cocktails and medicines to treat this. It's going to get in, and not just in hospitals. It's going to get to the point where if you test positive, you're going to call your doctor. He's going to send you a prescription, some of the medicines are actually over the counter. And you're going to treat yourself at home, and you're going to be just fine.
They got these home tests coming out that they're going to be putting out later on this month, or to try to get things leveled off at school too. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. the Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. I want to talk very briefly about the debate coming up. Do you have any forecasts regarding the debate?
I do. I think Joe Biden is going to do better than people are expected to. I think he's probably been sleeping for 3 days. I think he's going to be getting, you know, vitamin B12 shots and drinking Gatorade and eating power bars. And the expectations have been lowered so much for him that if he just gets up there and is at all sentient, he'll be portrayed as being just fine and as beating Trump.
Why do you think that?
I think they're going to. He has done nothing literally for like 4 or 5 days, so he's been resting up. They tried to get him breaks on the half hour, and that's not going to happen. And he's gotten pretty good at dodging questions. And he doesn't. He's never challenged when he does that. Now, hopefully, Trump will be able to step in and do that. But for instance, the last time he talked to a reporter, which is rare, he was asked if he's going to share his list of Supreme Court nominees, as the president did this time and in 2016. And he said, oh, no, I'm not going to play that Trump game because whatever I say is going to be controversial and I'm not going to lower myself to Trump's level. But that's not an acceptable answer. There's nothing incendiary about letting voters know the kind of people who you would, the pool of people that you would choose from to select a Supreme Court justice and what their judicial outlook is and how they choose to look at the Constitution and interpreting laws. But number one, Biden knows anybody he names is going to be cut to pieces. Number two, they're not going to be popular. And number three, he doesn't want to be pinned down. So I expect him to do exactly the same kind of thing tonight. He'll just laugh these things off and say, well, I'm not going to play a Trump game. the kind of dick game that that Trump would play, and I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah, but Trump doesn't have to play that game. Trump's president. He gets to actually appoint them.
I agree. But it's more than fair to ask in that case, in the Supreme Court, who would President Biden appoint? Would you appoint Eric Holder to the Supreme Court? Would you appoint Hillary Clinton to the Supreme Court? List your names. I mean, Trump threw out, 20 names that he would as potential candidates?
Yeah.
It seems more than fair to ask that Biden do exactly the same thing and let the voters decide if these are the kind of people that you would want a President Biden to appoint.
See, the thing with Biden, and I've heard that they are the Trump campaign is asked to see if they could make sure he's not wearing an earpiece or something. I mean,
I've heard that.
Here lately, he's been. I know he knocks off his day about 10 a.m. every day.
Yeah, they shut it down virtually every day.
And there's really not a whole lot he can do as far as campaigning now, because he's making Hillary Clinton look like a campaign trooper.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, at least was out there. She didn't choose the right states, but
yeah.
She was out there on a daily basis.
David Bates.
Yeah, and there were people, you know, she was out there among voters and the press and all that.
They just didn't like her, that's all.
Yeah. I mean, she was one of the least likely human beings in the history of the world, but she was at least out there where people could meet her and shake her hand and talk to her or whatever. Not here. The best thing that ever happened to Joe Biden was a pandemic.
Yeah. So if he's rested and everything, that's great. But I mean, the other day when he was talking to the Air Force guys, and I'm not, he told them to laugh, you stupid blanks.
I know.
I mean, he thought he was being humorous.
It wasn't funny at all.
No. No, you don't tell military members, you don't call them that. I mean, if you got a general out there talking about, and you beautiful blanks. Well, that's a different thing, because that's almost a term of endearment in the military. But when you got a Yahoo who never served standing in front of you doing that, well, that doesn't go over too well.
No. Can you imagine if Canada Trump had said something like that in front of a crowd, a similar crowd?
They would have tried to do that thing where they got out there and tried to make it sound like he called these guys, the dead soldiers, losers and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I know. That was all talked by people who were there.
I think he's going to mop the floor with Biden. I think he's going to.
I would certainly hope so. I would certainly hope Biden would show what a decrepit old man he really is.
Well, I mean, what's got to, Biden has the one thing that Trump has that nobody else has is that when he got there, this is the only office he's ever held. So he didn't develop all of those power. The power didn't seduce him. Plus, he was a billionaire coming in. You can only assume that he's pretty used to getting his way anyway. And they tried to throw his taxes out there. Okay, big deal. You mentioned that today. So he doesn't pay taxes, but shouldn't we all be going, well, doggone, let me take notes there, Donald. I'd like to find out what your game is. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, the worst thing you could say about him is he hired good accountants.
Yeah, he's not.
There was no implication that he broke the law at all.
He's not. He probably doesn't even sign them himself. He's probably got some power of attorney with some guy some lawyer that is in control of his taxes. But
either way, it doesn't make any difference to me. As long as you're abiding by the IRS regulations and law.
Right.
You'd be crazy not to pay as little as you possibly can.
Yeah, you know. I'm sure de Blasio does the same thing, and I'm sure everybody in Congress does the same thing.
I do the same thing. You do the same thing.
Yeah.
You pay more than you're supposed to?
Nope.
Neither do I, and I'm not going to.
Nope.
I resent every dollar I have to pay, and I'm sure he does too. If I had the resources that he has to use the tax laws to my advantage, I absolutely would.
All I know is I'm not going to watch it because I bring bad luck to that.
Well, then, yeah, watch something else.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Just to give you an idea, I have been both an Atlanta Braves fan and a Minnesota Vikings fan. Now,
you have my pity. Hey, at least the Braves have won a.
They have won one, but I mean, look at Minnesota. I used to follow. I followed them during all four of those Super Bowl appearances,
yeah.
And they won none of them. So it's, you know. So I'm not going to watch it because I want him to do good, and I don't want my bad luck to rub off on the president. I want him to smoke him like a cheap cigar, like a cheap Have a Tampa Nugget.
Well, I'm sure that the New York Times, the Washington Post, the CNN, and MSNBC have already written their reports saying what a triumph it was for.
You know what? Next week we need to do this, but I mean. With all of these guys out there, with all of this media that's out there, how many people actually read them or listen to them or watch
them?
That's
a good question. Fewer and fewer, dear.
I mean, I know that we look to them because, well, they are, it's old habits die hard.
Yeah.
And we're looking for media to look at and try to find things out, but that's all beside the point. We'll have to do that here pretty soon. Check out thetruthaboutguns.com. That website, the front page changes about 10 times, 15 times a day. Dan is the executive editor. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me this evening.
I appreciate you having me as always, sir.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's just going to be me and you and the rant as we continue on. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.